Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D. And we are the first Italian-American podcast and the home of the Italian-American moment. I'm Frankie D., your very proud host. And we are at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, connect with us on LinkedIn, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. My guest today is Jennifer Sontag, an American living in Sicily, who has started a business there called the Italian Citizenship Concierge. She's been featured in La Dolce Vita magazine, L'Italo Americano newspaper, Business Insider, and Love Happens magazine. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frankie. How are you doing today?
I am great, and I'm very looking forward to hearing your very, very exciting story, because I am always intrigued and just I just love it that, you know, you moved to Italy. I mean, that's something that, my God, from the first time I went to Italy at 19, I thought about living there. And, you know, I give you all the respect and admiration, because that's not an easy thing. If you're American, that's a foreign country and it's not easy. So please tell us your story, your very exciting story, how this all came to be.
Sure. So this happened, you know, this seed was planted. Oh my gosh. I mean, I was probably a baby, you know, as a baby from my grandmother. It was my great grandparents who actually were born in Sicily in a town called Terracini that I now live. They immigrated. My great grandmother was 16 years old. My great grandfather was 19. They went on to have 13 children in St. Louis. 40 years later, after arriving in the United States, they became American citizens. And, you know, many years later, I arrived as their great-grandchild. And growing up, my grandmother would talk about the old country, and she would talk about going back to the old country. And when she got to the old country, she was going to do this, and she was going to wear this, and she was going to eat this, and all of these things she would do. Unfortunately, my grandmother never realized her dream to come to Italy. She passed away at 80 and never had that opportunity. And it took me until I was 40 years old to step foot in Italy. I was a very late bloomer.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What was the first, the age of when the first 40. Trip you went?
40 with my, at that time, German husband who took me to Italy.
Not and that even, was just a visit, right? That was just a vacation.
That was just a visit. It was just a visit. My ex-husband was a university professor, and, you know, we had an opportunity to come to Italy. And from that moment I stepped off that plane, I knew I was home. And that was it. That was it. What the heck had I been doing for 40 years? And why was I not here?
Wow.
And so
okay.
I spent the next, I don't know, 7-8 years figuring out how the heck I was going to get back. And I was never going to leave, because this was the place that had been, so, I don't even know how to describe it. You know, it's
like
just
in your
feeling.
Heart.
It's in my heart. It was in the food that I ate. It was every memory that I had of my grandparents, of my mom growing up in this big Italian household, eating the Sunday sugo, you know, the delicious dishes, the cookies. I was home. And so it took me a few years to figure out. And then eventually, you know, once I figured out that I was eligible for Italian citizenship, then I had to figure out how the heck do I get it? Because in itself.
Two questions.
Yeah.
One, the town you said, where is the town that you live in?
So the town I live in is called Terracini, and this is about 30 minutes outside of Palermo in Sicily. And it is actually the town that my great grandparents left in 1902 and 1906.
And is this a big town or small, like how many people?
Small town, 12,000 people.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's okay. It's not that small. I thought, you know, there's a lot of towns that have 400 people. So
yes,
exactly. In relation to Palermo, is it south? Is it
West. 30 minutes west. 30 minutes
30 minutes west. Are you near the water, near the coast?
I am on the water. I am actually right now sitting at my office desk looking outside at the sea.
Wow, I'm jealous. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm about maybe about a 5 minute walk.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Okay, yeah. So then if you're 30 minutes, 30 minutes west. Okay, west. So you're
the opposite way. So you go Palermo, you have the airport, and then a few minutes further, you have my town.
Gotcha. Okay, the airport, which I believe is in Chinasi.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Oh, I got it. And you're on the coast. So you are in a picture perfect area, I'm assuming. And that is great. Okay. So 40 years old, you go there. It hits you like a ton of bricks.
It hits me like a ton of bricks. It took
7 years later.
Yes.
So I'm assuming some things happened in your life in the next 3 years. And then when you decide to go, are you deciding like, I'm going to go for a month, see how it goes? Or did you like sell everything, pack the bags, and I'm done?
Well, it was a few steps. So, you know, at that point at 40, when I first stepped foot into Italy, I thought, oh my God, I need to be here. How will I get here? It took another 4 or 5 years before I had learned that I would be eligible to be a citizen. So during that time, I thought, okay, I'm going to go back every year. And I would go back every spring. We would come back and visit. And then about 2015, 2016, I heard from a friend of mine that I could have Italian citizenship. And I was at that time living in Cleveland, Ohio. And a friend of mine said, oh, this is great. Look at this. I just got my Italian passport. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Meredith? You know, you're not Italian. She's like, no, I'm totally Italian. I've never been to Italy, but I got my Italian passport. I'm like, okay, I need to know all about this. So I deep dive, you know, into internet research, trying to figure out, could I possibly become Italian and have an Italian passport? Took me about 2 years of crazy social media groups, every different piece of advice on the internet, you know, that rabbit hole you fall down. And I decided I wanted to do this. At that time, my now ex-husband was not supportive of it. And I thought, you know, this is a turning point. Where do I really feel at home? And so I did. I packed up all my bags, lock, stock, and barrel, and decided that's it. I don't care how, but I am going to Italy. And it took me a couple of years. I had a brief stop back at home in St. Louis. I went to Shanghai, China, and worked for 2 years to save up enough money to make my move to Italy, because my intention was to come to Italy and be retired by the age of 50.
Wow, well, good for you. But a question now. So the desire for the citizenship, is that just the motivation is if I'm going to live there, I want to have that citizenship status so that I can receive, you know, what citizens receive and all, correct? You don't have to be a citizen to live there.
No. So you don't have to be a citizen to live here. And actually, if you're on a visa, you can eventually, after the first year, you can qualify for the healthcare and everything else. So I had looked at that. But, you know, honestly, at that point, going through the visa process was no easier than going through the citizenship process. And I thought, if I'm going to go through the visa process and be renewing this DM visa every year, why wouldn't I just get citizenship and be done with this? I'm entitled to it. My family is from here. So, you know, I scrimped, I saved, you know, coming through a divorce, midlife, things change. And so I figured out a way that this was going to be the life that I had. And for me, the important thing was I did not want to have to keep checking in somewhere, you know, with a visa, I'd have to apply for it back in the US. I have to apply for it where I have residency. I would have to be updating the visa every year or the permesso di soggiorno every year, proving that I'm, you know, that I had the financial status and, you know, the worthiness of a visa holder versus the citizenship process is not easy, but it's one and done. And so I took, for me, what was the path of least resistance.
Sure. And that makes a lot of sense. When you first went there, I don't know why, this just, I'm curious. Did you rent a place or did you buy a place?
No, no. In fact, I've been living here for 2 years and I'm still renting. And I absolutely stand behind the idea that you rent before you buy. Renting before you buy allows you to give you time. I've lived in 3 different cities since moving here. I'm considering a 4th area because it's very different. You know, we're not in America anymore. We're not in Kansas. This isn't something that we're familiar with. And so I think, you know, taking my time, it's okay. And also, you know, I have to consider financially, when I purchase a home, purchasing a home here typically is done in cash. Yes, you can get mortgages. You know, I've went to the bank, I qualify for a mortgage. I can go through that process. The interest rates right now are 1.5% to get a mortgage on a house, right? Yeah. So very, very big incentive to purchase a house. But on the flip side, I have a modern 2-bedroom renovated apartment 500 feet from the sea for $500 a month.
Oh my God. You got one next to you? I might be coming. That's ridiculous.
So it's really hard. Like, I want to own something because, you know, I have that American ideal of like, I want to own something. I want to have my property. But also I look at it financially and I've spoken to my financial counselor. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And here's the big question, because I don't know the answer. I know the answer in America.
Right.
Something breaks in an apartment in Sicily. Who's fixing it? You or the landlord?
My landlord.
Okay. So it's basically the same ways that it works in America. Well, then can I tell you something? $500, beautiful apartment, the proximity to the water. You'd be crazy to buy because then you're responsible for everything. And since you're not from there, you know, who knows the electric, the plumbing, the this, the that. Wow. That's a great deal. Let me ask you another thing. You mentioned you lived in other places. Were they always in Sicily though?
Yes. Yes.
So you've always stayed in Sicily, and was it that general Sicilian area, or was it other areas of Sicily?
No. So I've lived in, I lived in Palermo for a few months. I wanted to try out city life because before arriving in Sicily, I had a 3-year stay in Shanghai, China, where I was living amongst 24 million people. And I thought, maybe I need to go back to the city. And so I moved into Palermo and I decided city life is no longer for me. And I also lived for about 4 months in a town of 1200 people up in the mountains, because I wanted to try out really small town life. So I swung from one extreme to the other to try it out. You know, in Goldilocks, I found my sweet spot right on the sea, 12,000 people, not too big. It's a tourist town. So in the summer, the population quadruples. So I could have a little excitement in the summer, but in the winter, it gets a little nice and quiet. So it's the best of every world.
Sure. No, I think that's really cool that you were able to experience all the different aspects of Sicily as far as living, because you're right. It's a big difference between a city, you know, un paese, una frazione, they say, or a town. I mean, I would consider, like, now you live in a town, Palermo's a city, but those towns that have the 300-400 people, you know what I mean? They're un paese proprio piccolino, piccolino, that's all. But wow, so then that's excellent. Going back to the beginning, and maybe even today, you're living in this apartment complex, I'm assuming, with other apartments.
It's like a duplex. It's like a two-family. Oh. One apartment on the first floor, enter from the street. One apartment on the second floor, enter from the street. Private entrance.
So when you're in the beginning, you know, you walk out, you go outside in the day, you go somewhere. You know, what's the reaction of these people? Like, you know, do they say like, hey, you know, you're obviously, we're kind of getting that you're not from here. Do you get a lot of that?
So at first I did. I got the Americani, the Stranieri, you know, but especially in the town that I live in, this town is kind of interesting because its migration path was from Terracini to Detroit. for the car jobs, for jobs in the automotive field. And then as those adults got into their more elderly years and came to retirement, they moved back and they retired back here in Sicily. And so they brought their children. And so my town is a really interesting mix of people who have never left Terracini, never left Sicily, and the people who left but came back. And so I have a nice base that, you know, at first I could start out and fully operate in English for the most part with some broken Italian. And people are very, very kind to me because my landlord, for example, my landlord, her father moved as a young man, 18 of 20 years old, to Detroit, worked in the car factories, had his children, raised them. His kids got into college and one of the children decided they wanted to move back. So he thought, great, we're packing the whole family up and everybody's coming back. Well, the three children, none of them spoke Italian. None of them spoke Sicilian. So they had to come back and they learned. And so that seems to be the pattern. And what, from my experience, what that has created is they're very kind and gentle that, you know, it's okay. You know, the story I always tell of everybody, to everybody, that's kind of funny is I would go to the restaurants and I was mispronouncing how to say mussels.
Le cozze. In
cozze. Yeah. Order a zuppa di cazzo.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh my God. You really did that.
Oh, for months. And it was hilarious because so many of the restaurants, they wouldn't correct me. They would just give a little giggle and they knew what I meant. And they would just go about their business. No one corrected me.
You gave them stories for a long time.
Oh, I have given them so many stories.
Oh, that's funny.
But it was beautiful. Because, oh.
No worries.
It was really lovely because, you know, they were really gentle about like, you know, you may want to change your pronunciation and try it this way.
Wow.
Which was great because, you know what I was ordering a soup of.
Oh boy.
And it was not a soup of
the embarrassment with that, but no, so genuinely the people, apparently there's people that lived in America, quite a few that live there. So with the English, people are receiving you in a very good way there and you're very comfortable.
Yes. Yes. They absolutely, you know, they knew and they empathized and they were very kind that, you know, they would give a little snicker and, but they would very gently redirect my pronunciations in other places.
That's wonderful. Okay. So apparently you have a dog, right?
Yes.
No worries. You have a dog. That's okay. I love dogs. Okay. So now you start your own business.
Yes.
And you are an entrepreneur. And you know what you did? You inspired me because I thought to myself, how the hell do you say entrepreneur in Italian? I got to be honest with you. I don't think I heard the word entrepreneur not 10 years ago. And now it's the hottest word in America and in the world, entrepreneur. So I looked it up because I'm like, how would you say that? So you are, tu sei una imprenditrice.
Imprenditrice.
Un uomo sarebbe un imprenditore, ma tu sei un imprenditrice. You are an entrepreneur and you have started a business called Italian Citizenship Concierge. So now, how long have you had that? And please tell me about your business.
So I started Italian Citizenship Concierge. During the time that I was going through my citizenship, I came to Italy during COVID, which was probably not the best time to come to Italy. But at that point, I was in China and it wasn't getting any better. So why not go to Italy? Everybody was out on their terraces singing opera songs. It looked beautiful. Why not be a part of that? I came to Italy and there were probably about a dozen Americans in all of Italy applying for their citizenship because it was impossible to get into the country. I had to get State Department approval. I had to go to the consulate of Italy and get approval. It was quite a process. So while I'm here, you know, there's a few of us and social media brought us together. And I was having a very successful application and recognition process. And so, you know, I'm chatting with different people who are applying and they were running into this problem and we're answering questions, we're swapping stories. And it just sort of grew out of that, that over the next 10 months, I ended up helping a few dozen people go through their citizenship process by moving them to the town where I took my citizenship recognition. I moved them to that town. I helped them set up their residency, go through the process, get all their documents in order. And at that point, like I said earlier, I was retired. You know, I had went to China to make a little bit of money to save up and retire at 50. And so that was my goal. I was 48 years old at that point and I was retiring. Well, the world had other plans. So I'm helping these people and I'm just helping them for free. I'm just, you know, on the phone, giving them a little counseling and talking them through some of the Italian bureaucracy. And suddenly it exploded. All of a sudden, the world opened up, COVID was over, and everybody had spent the last 2 or 3 years collecting their documents and now they're all ready to come to Italy. And so I did what any entrepreneur would do. I created a company. Great. Let's go. Let's do this. And so, you know, immediately with the Commercialista, the Italian version of an accountant slash lawyer, set up a business, got my partita IVA, made everything legal in Italy, made everything legal in the US, and started this company to help people who, like me, did not have tens and twenties of thousands of dollars to spend to go through the citizenship process, but were also super, super frustrated with Facebook groups where the moderators are absolutely, you know, rude, where you're getting a lot of bad information, you're getting more confused. I mean, I fell down that rabbit hole. I spent years trying to figure out this social media hole of one person says this, somebody else says that. No, look, this process is pretty straightforward. And so I made friends with a woman who had been doing this for 20 years and she took me under her wing.
And that would be Fido barking in the background. That's okay. We love dogs. Like I said, it's all natural. You had someone take you under their wings and help you.
I had someone take me under their wings and, you know, she taught me everything. She was ready to get out of the business. She was at her point of retirement and she started transitioning things to me and helping me learn along the way. And suddenly, you know, I was full-fledged in business. And so we've been bringing Americans, Australians, and British primarily back into Italy to apply for their citizenship. And at this point, we have about 90% of our applicants end up staying and moving, relocating permanently to Italy. And the intention of, I would say probably 100% of my applicants is to get their citizenship and return back home. But once they're here, the experience that they have, the lifestyle that they're able to live, 90% of them end up staying.
90%, wow. And do you offer other services besides just the citizenship?
So we started out just with citizenship, and we're now at the point where we've been doing full service citizenship. So we'll collect your documents, translate them, and set you up in Italy, take you all the way through the process. But what we found is there's a gap. And so now we're setting up a process to do a DIY assistance. And so for the people that want to do this process on their own, they want to save a little bit more money. So we're about half the cost of most of the service providers. So, but there's still, it's still expensive. You know, you're still going to spend $5,000 to $10,000 to do this because you've got to rent an apartment, you've got to pay utilities, you know, you've got flights, and then you've got our service fees for assistance. So we want to make this, my goal has always been to make this as affordable as possible. I went through a divorce. I lost everything in my divorce, literally everything. I walked out with the clothes on my back, and $2,000 in my pocket. And I don't want that to be a barrier to anyone to live the life they want. So what we're doing is we're putting together next a course to walk people through the process that myself and my colleagues take to get you citizenship. So we're gonna unveil the entire process of on Tuesday, we do this. Tuesday at 5 p.m., we do that. On Wednesday at 9 a.m., we do this. And we're gonna take you step by step by step to how to do this, because there should be no barrier for someone to live the life that they want to lead. Money should not be the thing holding them back. So that's our next service offering.
Well, that's quite admirable of you. And that's, you're kind of like an ambassador to Italy, Sicily specifically, foreigners.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I look at it this way. My great grandparents did not leave Sicily because they wanted to leave Sicily. They left Sicily because they were in search of a better life for their family. And they had such a love for this place. And this is where they always wanted to be with their family. So I feel like I'm honoring them by doing what they wanted. I'm coming back to their country. I'm coming back to their town. I'm living the life that they built for me.
Well, that's awesome. And I just respect that so much. I love that. That's fantastic. It really is. That's a great way to phrase it and describe it. Jennifer, tell us how people find you.
So you can find us on Italian Citizenship Concierge.com or on Instagram, Italian_citizenship_concierge. And then on Facebook, of course, Italian Citizenship Concierge.
Of course, Facebook.
We all
have to be on Facebook. Well, that you're doing great stuff. You're helping people. I think that's fantastic. You're gutsy. Because you have to be gutsy to move to a foreign land. I mean that. You are a gutsy lady. That couldn't have been easy. And I'm sure that, how long have you been there now?
2 years.
Two years. So now you're much more probably accustomed to it. But, you know, the first, let's say, 6 months, it had to be very difficult for you.
It's deer in the headlights. I mean, what do you do when all of a sudden, you know, I want a snack in the middle of the afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. The grocery store's closed. The restaurants are closed. I'm wandering around. I have no food in my house. Yeah, it's.
And now you're getting much more accustomed to the lifestyle. Exactly. And last thing I'm going to ask you is, I know we got to live for today because we don't know tomorrow's not guaranteed, but are your future plans just staying there?
Absolutely. Yes. I have no intention to return to the, you know, of course I go back. I see my parents. I see my children, my grandchildren. I actually just had a grandchild that I haven't met yet. So I'm headed back in March to meet my new grandchild. But you know, I figure this gives such great opportunity. My children, they got out of university. They did all of the right things, you know, right? I got them through. They both have master's degrees. They went off, they launched, they found their partners, and they moved to different cities. They left St. Louis, where I was from. So I thought at that point, why am I staying here? Nobody else is here. So
you're right. You know, you're right. If your child lives in a completely different state in America, you still got to get on a plane to see them.
Exactly. I'm a little further away, but like last summer, my daughter came and she spent a month with me. And had I been living in America, I would never have been able to convince my daughter to come and spend a month in St. Louis with me. Never.
That's a very good point.
A month here in Sicily, and it was absolutely wonderful. Best thing for our relationship. So it's
doable.
That's
great. That's great. Well, to all the listeners, if you're thinking about citizenship and you want the process to be incredibly easier, look up Italian Citizenship Concierge.com. And Jennifer, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Frank.
Keep up the great work helping people, because that is a good driving force in our lives. It should be anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting back to the old country. Come
absolutely.
Visit. Come visit.
That's the best thing in the
Take
world.
A look
That's
around.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, the interview, and best of luck to you and enjoy every day out there in Sicily. Okay.
Thank you, Frank. Have a great day. Say hi to Chicago for me.
Will do. Thank you.